This is my 11th grade health team relations class at Dudley High School. That voice you don't hear, that's me. Whenever I'm in a group, I don't say much. It's not that I don't want to. It's like some force is restricting me from saying what I want to say. I consider myself an outcast sometimes because of my shyness. Everywhere I go, I am that awkward person standing alone in a corner while everyone else is surfing from one conversation to another. But it's more like I pull myself away from others rather than others moving themselves away from me. My father sees the difference between how I am at home and how I am around strangers.
Family, you more open, you talk, and you're bubbly, and you don't have no problem expressing yourself. Other people you don't know, you don't care to associate that much.
I'm 16 years old and the youngest in my family. My father, mother, and older sister are all reserved and quiet. When my parents were in high school, they never joined any organizations and had a small group of friends. I act exactly the same way.
What that indicates is that there's something genetic going on.
Dr. Dustin Wood is a psychologist at Wake Forest University.
You know, certainly your genes are involved in kind of calibrating how fearful you are of social situations, but your genes aren't your destiny.
As an 11th grader, this is my first year being in a club. I can probably count the number of friends I have on my hands.
Reasons that people will give for why they show the behaviors that we call shy. First, because they think that bad things are going to happen with them if they interact with other people. And second, they may feel that they just don't have the skills that are necessary to interact successfully with other people.
But my problems don't just come from my family. They started in elementary school. I used to talk and socialize more than I do now. I think I started becoming quieter and quieter when they separated me from other kids in my fourth grade class. As an advanced learner, a teacher would pull seven of us away from our normal classes for hours. Then we were suddenly thrown back in. That's when I noticed I didn't have the same interest as the other kids. I always raised my hand and performed well academically. This made other students think I was a teacher's pet. I remember classmates shutting me down and rejecting me when I tried to speak. And almost every time a word came out of my mouth, I got awkward stares. After a while, I figured if I stopped talking altogether, I wouldn't have to be in those uncomfortable situations anymore. According to Dr. Wood, there are ways to overcome shyness. One approach is cognitive behavioral therapy.
When shy people are actually put themselves out there more than they usually would in social situations, they find out that the negative things that they thought were going to happen don't happen. So it can be a major avenue to kind of building up the confidence that you can do this without getting harmed.
Psychologists can also help people overcome shyness by building their social skills. I decided to try my own cognitive behavioral therapy. This year I've been socializing more and forcing myself to talk more. I also have been joining after-school organizations, including the WFDD Radio 101 Club. When I first joined, I wrote that I wanted to get my voice out there because I was constantly overpowered by more dominant personalities. By joining the radio club, I've been able to find the answers to all of the questions I had about shyness and have been more motivated to overcome it. Slowly, I'm making a lot of progress, and I plan to eventually be one of those more dominant voices. Until then, I am unsaid. For Radio 101, I'm Natasha McMasters.
Suffice it to say, we're leaving things unsaid. We sing ourselves to sleep, watching the daylight down instead. And we are leaving some things unsaid.